This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Prepare yourself for some very valuable information. We're going to open the hood here on Auto World and talk with one of our lubrication specialists, Dan Watson, with more than 25 years of experience and a whole slew of videos up on YouTube. Dan is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And if you've heard Dan with us before, we've been concentrating initially a lot on motor oil, but today Dan thought it would be a good idea, and I certainly agreed with him 100%, to talk about transmission fluids, because certainly today, boy, I remember when it was a big deal when they went from a 3-speed automatic to a 4-speed automatic, then it went to a 5-speed automatic, then 6, and then all of a sudden Lexus took a jump to 8, and the next thing you know, you've got Jeep and a few other companies with 9 speeds, and now you've got a jointly developed gearbox from Ford and Chevrolet. You can get it in the top-end Camaro, the ZL1 Camaro, and I know for a fact that it's going to make its way into many Fords as well. 10-speed automatic. Combine that with a mixing of technology, different metals being used in transmissions today, not unlike radiator fluids, which we'll talk about at another time. You got to be extremely careful. So Dan is the answer man, and he's available free of charge to you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime throughout the broadcast. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's welcome our certified lubrication specialist, the man himself, Dan Watson, back to Auto World. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's a great evening and nice to be on Auto World Radio.
Well, it's certainly nice to have you on board, and certainly it was last week when we were talking, you brought up the point that we really should spend some time telling folks about transmission fluid, because just like everything in 2017, it's gotten a whole lot more complicated, you know, and not only transmission fluids for automatic transmissions, but for manual gearboxes as well. Some of our younger listeners may not realize that manual transmissions also need some sort of gear lube.
Well, Bob, you nailed it. It is a complex fluid. In fact, many times I will say in training classes or other events that the most complex piece of equipment in your vehicle, standard vehicle, is your automatic transmission. You just laid that out, all the way up to 9 or 10 speed transmissions. And we have to understand that the fluid that goes in these components, it has to be a multi-purpose fluid. Now, it's a hydraulic fluid because we move things around in that transmission to the user automatically, but inside the transmission, something has to be the prime mover. Something has to move different gears and gear sets and line up different things, and that means you have a hydraulic action going on in the transmission. So your transmission fluid has to act as a hydraulic fluid. It also has to be a lubricant for moving parts. And by the way, what really blows people away is they think somehow that an automatic transmission wouldn't have the same type of, you know, they wouldn't have like steel gears and things in it like a manual transmission. And in many cases, they're used to it using some type of gear lube or other lubricant. Here you got this very thin fluid, which really is less than a 20 weight. It's down, if you looked at the on the scale, they're referred to sometimes as 10W fluids because that's the closest thing on the scale that they come to. But they're just under the 20 weight viscosity range, so they're light fluid. And there are gears in that transmission that mesh with other gears, and they have to be lubricated and not wear out, just like the gears that have the gear lube over in a manual transmission. So I've got to keep this light fluid. It's got to act as hydraulic. It's got to be able to lubricate a group of roller bearings that support the shaft. Then it's got to be able to prevent these steel gears when they mesh from wearing. And then comes the next part, which is probably the hardest for people to understand. There's a set of wafers which act as clutches, and they have, they're like abrasive discs that are on a spline. And what happens is when those things are pressed together by hydraulic pressure, that's what causes that shaft they're splined on to start rotating. So they've got to come together like in the old days, or even now with a manual transmission, you know that the clutch plate has to hit the moving plate in that assembly in order to transfer the energy through the manual transmission. Well, in the automatic transmission, I've got these wafer clutches to worry about, and they've got to come together. And they've got an abrasive surface that has to give them the ability to set in. The friction of that causes them to come together and hold. So I got to make a fluid that will support that, not interfere with it. I can't have a fluid that would cause those things to continually slip, because if they did, it would just wear out the clutch faces over time, and my transmission would be useless. So I have to worry about the friction coefficient, the viscosity of the fluid, and I have to worry about this thing when you start it up in real cold weather, because what if that fluid that I've got in it really can't hardly move? Well, my hydraulic functions that take place aren't going to do too well if the fluid won't hardly move when it's cold.
Yeah.
So I got a thin fluid, but then transmissions run hot. Many people think, well, that transmission's not like the engine, right? No, it, in many ways, the transmission will eventually mimic the temperature of the engine in these new cars, because they took away, with all this aerodynamics, they took away the airflow that goes over the transmission. So they put a cooler, transmission oil cooler, up in the bottom of the radiator in a lot of applications. So if the radiator is running 200 degrees with the thermostat control, then the oil that comes up that we're cooling, it'll probably leave and go back to the transmission pretty close to 200 degrees, because it's in the bottom of that hot radiator. So
Wow. It's
a difficult lubrication, as we call them, regime. I've got a lot of things to make this fluid do. And then my manufacturers put different requirements on. A company like Honda says, hey, we want a really pretty good stiff shift. When that transmission, those clutch plates come together, we don't want any slippage. We want that thing to catch, bang, you know. Then people like Ford and Chevy and Lexus and people that, Cadillac, who've got these really fine vehicles, they say, no, we don't want to jerk the person's coffee out of their hand when we shift gears. We want this thing to have a certain amount of slippage to just slide into gear, so it's just a nice, smooth operation. So I've got different OEM, original equipment manufacturers, stipulating different requirements on this transmission fluid. And so as we talk about this, the number one thing to tell our customers is you better make sure you meet the actual manufacturer's spec for your transmission. And many people say, well, that's fine. I'll just tell them, you know, it's a GM. Give me the GM fluid. Well, that's going to be hard to do, because there's Dextron 3, Dextron 3G, and, Dextron 6. So which one is yours? And it makes a difference, because all of them,
yeah,
in some cases, can't use the same. So
what does it become? Basically trial and error?
No. It's easy for you to determine it. But right after this break, we'll go into the details of how you can figure it out.
Dan, Watson is with us. If you've got a question, 855-660-4261. And we've got a trivia question we'll give out on the other side. You can also email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. Whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question, we've got something good for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Dan Watt. Thompson is with us. You may recognize that name. He is our certified lubrication specialist. And we're not talking about motor oil. We're talking about transmission oil, the role that it plays, and talking about modern transmissions as well. Technology has really come quite a way in my opinion, rather short period of time, Dan. I mean, as I said at the top, I mean, who would believe, you know, we would have 8, 9, and 10 speed automatic transmissions out there commonplace, not in, you know, supreme luxury cars or high performance cars, but regular cars as well.
Well, it's true. And one thing we can say about what they're doing with transmissions overall is they're trying to keep, if you can keep the engine at a sweet spot in its RPM and just change gears in order to make better speeds to move up the line, then that engine's in its best efficiency range and you will get much better fuel economy. Remember with an old three-speed or four-speed manual, and you got a tachometer. So they tell you in the owner's manual is that maybe when your tach gets to 2800 or something, that's the sweet spot to shift to the next gear, okay? Whatever it said in those original manuals for the manual speed transmissions. But, you know, everybody's going to do it a little different. Somebody likes a little more aggressiveness, so they run it up to 32, 34, 3500 RPM and shift the gears, and everybody's having fun, right? But that eats up a lot of fuel. So if I have a transmission that is shifting up to 10 times before it gets to full speed, then it has kept me in that relative sweet spot for maximum efficiency on my what they call RPM and torque curves on the engine. And that's why these guys are doing it. It's not for our comfort. It's for our maximum efficiency in these vehicles. And that's where everybody's headed. Hence, they've come out with what they call a constant velocity transmission. And that's a whole different animal in itself. And by the way, it doesn't use standard automatic transmission fluid. It uses CVT fluid. So this is an area where, as the owner of a vehicle, you just need to be careful. And here's the one thing you don't want to hear when you ask your service center or whoever's going to be doing the service on your transmission. You don't want to hear the reply, well, we just use a universal ATF that we get. It's good for everything. Let me just be clear. There is no universal ATF that is good for everything. There can't be. There's mutually exclusive specifications on fluids. So you cannot have one fluid that meets two mutually exclusive products in the same container. It doesn't work. So don't fall into that. And one of the things that we see is, for example, in Amsoil Synthetics, some years back they had to split the transmission fluid into what they call fuel-efficient, low-viscosity transmission fluid and the standard fluids because so many new vehicles were dropping the viscosity level in the transmission, which would give you greater fuel efficiency. And people say, well, wait a minute, you're only moving a minor amount of thickness in the fluid. How in the world is that going to make that much difference? Well, it doesn't in mild operating climates, but they do it because so many vehicles are sold in the snow belt, if you will, or in the part of the country that can get to zero or below for several days during the winter. The number one loss of fuel economy in the vehicles that are made today is cold weather operation until that vehicle warms up to full temperature. It is, never did they address this so much back in the 90s and times, because when the government had their fuel efficiency testing that you had to do, it was done in a laboratory with the wheel turning a dyno. But today, in order to put a fuel economy rating on a car, you have a whole variety of different environments that car must operate in to achieve that overall fuel economy. And one of those is cold weather starts, winter operation. So immediately the auto manufacturers realized that if they're going to have any decent fuel economy, they better find a transmission fluid that doesn't act like a brake for for the first 30 minutes that you drive a car in cold weather, because it's killing you. It's dropping fuel economy by 25 to 35% in that first 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of operation, depending upon the temperature. So, again, that's what forced these guys to thin their fluid. Now, the problem is, Bob, it's real simple. These transmissions a lot of times are operating in the 200-degree range, okay? And when you start operating with these thinner fluids towards 200 degrees, you're operating in a very, intense environment. Let's just call it that for the transmission of the fluid. That's a very intense environment because that fluid's not designed to run at that. So consequently, we have people like Toyota and Honda's following suit, and these different guys, and some of the GM products that are now stipulating that you must run a synthetic transmission fluid because they don't see how running that thin of a petroleum product that it can survive in that environment of higher temperatures. You put a transmission under load, tow something in particular. Is there anybody out there listening that has a tow vehicle? You tow your horse trailer, you tow boats, you tow lawn maintenance trailers, whatever you're towing, your transmission can run upwards of 50 to 75 degrees hotter than normal. And when it does that, it pushes that oil up into the 250 plus range of temperature. And it's beginning to really have trouble. It starts to produce oxidation and varnish in the transmission, and you get a little bit of that varnish in between those clutch plates, and you're headed for a cascading failure over time. So you just can't argue with Mother Nature. It won't take those kind of temperatures. It can't do it. Okay. So it's important to take care of that transmission, Bob. I think you could tell everybody how expensive they are. They are not cheap to replace.
They most certainly are not. A number of years ago, 2020 hindsight, I wish I had turned the vehicle in, and it was my beloved 1998 Corvette, which I held on to for quite a few years. But in 2005, it needed a new transmission. It was a four-speed automatic transmission, and it cost me $5,500. And I know for a fact that some of the advanced transmissions of today are a whole lot more expensive than that.
Well, and you mentioned a car that is a hot-running automobile. It's a powerhouse, but it runs at a higher temperature, both motor and transmission, than the standard automobile. And there, the end result, the temperature was the killer that would have eventually taken the transmission out.
There you go. The words of expert Dan Watson. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me live all across North America and on great radio stations everywhere, coast to coast. East to west, north to south, border to border, and also around the world at GCNlive.com. We've got our go-to guy with us. He, along with George Douglas, have been our primary sources of information when it comes to synthetic motor oils. And come November, Dan is going to take over all the interviews here on the show, so I'm really looking forward to that because Dan is such a wonderful wealth of knowledge. And before we answer a couple of these automatic transmission emails I've got, why don't we make sure and give out your website and email and telephone number, Dan?
Okay, my website is thelubepage.com, just like it sounds, thelubepage.com. The email is, again, my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com. And my 800 number is 800-370-2986. And, you know, I would just mention here, Bob, that there's a couple of pretty good, there's a good magazine article that I wrote for a magazine, and there's a pretty good YouTube video on transmission fluids that I did a while back. They're still very pertinent, and if you want to check out the YouTube videos, I did move them all so they're accessible through my website, But you can also go to YouTube and type in Dan Watson, and you'll get a whole series of YouTubes.
Great. That's wonderful news. Let's talk about some of these newer transmission technologies that we're seeing more and more. Originally, we only saw the dual clutch transmission in really high-end sports cars, but I've seen them now in some pretty entry-level vehicles. This is kind of an unusual thing to explain to someone who isn't in the automotive business, but this is basically a manual transmission that doesn't have a clutch pedal.
Yeah, exactly.
The other transmission that we should tell folks about, and these were horrible when they first came out. They were not fun to drive at all, but a couple of manufacturers, Nissan, for example, has really perfected the CVT, the continuously variable transmission. I used to say it's kind of like a big rubber band, but they've now gotten to the point where they've even built in shift points, even though there is no shift points, just to make it feel like a regular vehicle. And these can deliver some fantastic fuel economy numbers.
Absolutely. I kind of think of them like the, in some ways, like the old, 10-speed bicycle thing that you were just moving the chain on the different sprockets for the different ratios that you'd have between the gears, the sprockets. But you're right, these CVT transmissions have come in, again, for one reason. It's fuel economy. That's what they're looking for. And there was a lot of doubt about their durability when they first started coming into the marketplace. And so the companies have continued to really work on perfecting them because a CVT transmission, especially in a lightweight car, is going to be very effective at enhancing fuel economy. And, of course, that's what they're working on here, because not only the U.S. government but other governments require ever-increasing or improving fuel efficiency ratings, and the manufacturers are working hard to do that. And I would say about these CVTs, though, that people need to understand – they don't take regular transmission fluid. There's a specially formulated fluid, because you put regular ATF in most of these CVTs, and what you'll end up with is they'll just constantly slip and you won't go anywhere. And you really mess it up, and you have to clean it diligently out and everything to get the thing fixed, so flush it, all kinds of stuff. So you got to make sure that a legitimate CVT fluid goes in the transmission. And I mention that because you would not think that you could run into a problem with this at any kind of lube places. But it has happened. It's happened to people that I know where somebody thought, well, it's transmission, I put transmission fluid in it. No. You have to take care of your customer better than that. Of course, the place had to stand good for it and they had to pay all the money. But it can also void your warranty if you have a damage to it. So, again, got to be specifically careful with. And we talked about before, how do you know which one of these transmission fluids to use? Your owner's manual will be very specific, and it'll usually have a thing that says that you have to meet, like Chrysler tells you have to meet Chrysler ATF plus 4 transmission fluid. So if you're going to put a transmission fluid in there, you go somewhere and say, hey, can you show me the data sheet on this transmission fluid that I can see where it includes that it says specifically that it meets Chrysler ATF plus 4, or if you're going to put Mercon LV, which is really Mercon low viscosity, that's what it stands for, you're going to put this Mercon in, show me on what you're going to put in, either on the, if you've got it in a drum or if you've got it in bottles, show me where it says that it meets my transmission, and I'll be happy with that, because let me tell you, to buy the specific fluids that meet the requirements costs more money. And what you end up with is where some people want to cut corners, they'll try one of these that they buy that somebody told them it was a universal transmission fluid. And, Bob, they use this terminology, which is just horrible, because the company selling the people this stuff will say that it is suitable for use in all these transmissions. Because they know, and their legal department told them, that suitable doesn't mean that you told somebody it meets the manufacturer's spec. You're just saying it's suitable for use. And that's their legal caveat to be able to say that. They never say it meets all these different specs. They always say it's suitable for use in these transmissions. And it will cost people a lot of money in the long run, because a lot of times it's not really right for the transmission. And these manufacturers tune these transmissions to such fine specifics that they've got to have the exact right friction coefficient to go along with the way they set this transmission up to shift, you know. And then they've got to have they've got these tiny little, you've seen those, I guess you call it the manifold or whatever. It's like the piece of thing that's got all the little grooves in it where the fluid flows to change all these different things. And then you got the valve body, it's called. Those have such tight clearances in them. And so a lot of times they go, well, it's not going to be any problem. We're using the thinner fluid. But you come along and put the thicker fluid in, and all of a sudden you don't quite get the right porting pressures to the right place. And you get inadequate pressure bringing those clutch wafer discs together, and they start slipping more than they should. And when they slip too much, they produce clutch dust. Now, that clutch dust gets into the fluid, and it won't necessarily be that filter that's in the transmission is more like a screen. It won't pick up this real fine dust. That fine dust will find itself to those little, tiny, little porting places where it shouldn't be. And they'll interfere with flow, and pretty soon the transmission will start shifting funny. You won't know what's going wrong with it. And if you don't get it into a place immediately to get somebody to figure out what's going wrong with it, it'll eventually wipe those clutch faces out, and then you need a whole rebuilt transmission. You just got to go. So it's so important to our listeners that you do the due diligence and make sure that the transmission fluid that's going to be used to service your vehicle meets your manufacturer's spec. And if you got any further questions, just go to the internet and look up your vehicle on the internet. There's so many places. You can send an email to me and say, Dan, I got a such and such a vehicle. I don't really have an owner's manual for it anymore. What's my transmission specs? We'll send you an answer. We'll tell you what it is. Just don't guess. Guessing can be very, very expensive. Don't guess. Okay.
So true. Dan is such a wonderful knowledge base for all of you folks out there, and he makes himself available via the phone, via email, and if you need him after the fact, if you purchase something and have a question or two, Dan is going to work all the way, bend over backwards to make sure that you've got the right product. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us, one of our lubrication specialists, and we've been spending the vast majority of this hour talking about transmission fluid because you really got to pay attention. It can cost an awful lot of money, the CVTs and the DCT, the dual clutch transmissions that you find. Originally, Dan, those were only in really high-end sports cars. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Aston Martins, vehicles like that. But because of their efficiency, they're now in the kind of cars that that regular folks drive as well. But that, too, is a very expensive technology. I know when I was at Motor Trend, they have one of the better ones of the dual clutch. It's a very long German name, and it's abbreviated PDK, and our nickname for it was Pretty Damn Quick because it was actually faster than the manual gearbox. But if you've got a Porsche out there with a PDK, you better make sure and put the right fluid in it.
Absolutely. One other thing on these fluids, we've talked about automatic transmission fluids. A lot of cars come today, and you can't check your transmission fluid, nor have they set it up where you could actually add any fluid to it, and they say it's fill for life. Now, here's what I want to say about that. I'm in the lubrication business. I don't know anybody making a lubricant, a automatic transmission fluid or transmission fluid, that could possibly exceed 150,000 miles of operation. And I mean, that would be our best product, Mobil's best product, Castrol's, Syntec, their best product. Nobody recommends any fluid in our business that goes beyond that length. So here's the question. You got one of these cars that you're supposedly not going to be able to check the oil or service it. It's still for life. And you reach 150,000 miles. What's your options? What should you do? Yeah. I would tell you what you should do. Go to a transmission shop that says that they can change the fluid in it and go get it changed. It is not worth believing that and ending up with a transmission that they probably consider from the manufacturer a 150,000-mile throwaway item, okay? It may be throwaway to them, but it's going to cost you some money. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there that are going to be driving cars more than 150,000 miles. So I see that and I just cringe thinking, where did they buy this fluid? Because nobody in the industry that I know would make a fluid that they would warrant in your transmission for that length of time. So how can this manufacturer say, well, this is fill for life, you don't have to worry about that? I think that's the same thing they told us on CV joints, you know, on the front,
yeah,
that they were
yeah.
lubricated for life. That's the reason why you saw these shops pop up for to change out CVs. All they did was, you know, CV joint will replace you, $125 or $175, whatever it was at the time. They popped up everywhere because these so-called lubricated for life CV joints wore out because you couldn't lubricate them. So
yeah.
I just warn people on this. You got moving parts, you got temperature, you got all these kind of things in that transmission. I don't know of any bulletproof fluid that would go for life. There isn't any that I know of that's available to put in these cars. So best advice, don't believe it. At somewhere probably way below that 150,000, somewhere around 100,000 miles, very maximum. Go find yourself a transmission shop that says, yeah, we know how to change that. It's no problem. We'll change it for you. Because
some really good advice.
It's just not worth the risk, for goodness sakes. Now, manual transmissions, real quick. We got a couple minutes left. Do you think it's as easy as just going and buying some gear lube and putting it in your manual transmission? It's not. It's not at all. People don't realize there's some high-performance Mustangs, Fords, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put Mercon transmission fluid, automatic transmission fluid, in your automatic transmission. I mean, in your manual transmission. Blows people's mind that you do that. But why? It works in the same gears that had an automatic transmission. You're not going to overrange it because you're not destroying your automatic transmission with the same fluid, and it's got steel gears and bearings in it. Here's the insight on manual transmissions. We never wore the gears out of manual transmissions. That's not how they fail. They fail because the bearings wear out. And when the bearings wear out, they misalign the gears, and you start to spall the gears, which is you start to break off little pieces of metal, and that gets into the bearings, and everything just, you know, goes cascading into crunch time, and it destroys it. Now, here's the thing. They discovered a while back that the reason we were losing bearings in manual transmissions is because the gear that we were putting in them was too thick. Not too thin, too thick. Because roller bearings don't require much of anything except a very slight oil film to be lubricated. And we're putting this gear lube in there thinking that we're going to protect the gears, and we're sacrificing the bearings, okay? So what we find a lot today is, like, in GM products, a lot of them use the thing they call MTF, manual transmission fluid. It's basically a 5W30 oil, very similar to a motor oil, except it has a slightly different anti-wear additive package in it, of course, than the motor oil. We've got automatic transmission fluid used in transfer cases, and a number of actual transmissions. We move into bigger heavy-duty, like these turbocharged diesel pickups and things, and we start to have some pretty heavy-duty manual transmissions. And what we find is a 75-90 gear loop is typically recommended. But in some of the specialty transmissions, that I believe they're called the Gitrag transmissions, they've got brass synchronizers, Bob. Now, here's an interesting thing. You got a nice brass synchronizer transmission, shifts like a jewel, okay? If you use the wrong gear lube in that transmission, it will dissolve the brass synchronizer. Okay? So this is real serious business. The transmission doesn't work real well with dissolved synchronizers, okay? So how do you protect yourself? You go to the owner's manual on that big Dodge pickup with this Gitrag transmission in it, and it's going to tell you that you have to use what's called a GL4 gear lube. And you go, I have no idea what that is. Well, that means that GL4 means that it's good with yellow metal, that it will protect, it will not destroy brass or what we call yellow metal components. See, this stuff is there if you understand it, but you don't have to understand it. Just seek out somebody who will answer the questions. Go to thelubepage.com, fire off a question. Hey, I'm concerned. This thing says something about using some special gear lube, and I don't know what it is, and can you help me out, right?
Yeah.
That service is available. Don't guess. Get the right answer. The whole idea of me talking about transmissions tonight was to get that point across. These things are complex enough that when they need service, you can take it to a place and have a mechanic that says he knows the right stuff to put in it, and most of the time probably he does. But you ask him what he's putting in, and you look at your owner's manual. So my owner's manual says this. Can you show me that it meets that? Because you cannot believe the number of guys who say, well, it's gear lube, isn't it? No. The additives in GL5 gear lube will dissolve brass components. The additives in GL4 gear lube will not dissolve brass components. Don't you realize this transmission has brass synchronizers? No, I never knew that. Well, okay. It's not a crime that you didn't know that, but don't ruin my transmission because you didn't know that. Let me tell you, I want you to find me a fluid that says GO4 on it. They start looking for that. It's very hard to find. It's very hard to find. All of these transaxles, you know, not transmissions, front-wheel drive transaxle cars that have a manual transaxle in them, they all take GO4 gear, not GO5. And so it's good stuff to get the right information. And since at the Lube page we offer it for free, it's like, why don't you just take the time to drop an email and say, I don't understand this stuff, help me out. And we'll end up doing it. And I have to put in one plug here to tell you, too, that this GL4 thing, for a number of years, you couldn't find that fluid anywhere except with AMSOIL. And the reason was because AMSOIL recognized how important it was. Many other manufacturers had discontinued it, yet there were thousands and thousands of cars that's all they could use. So people were at a quandary of what to do. They went to using straight motor oil or other kind of things because they were afraid to use the GL5 stuff because they couldn't find GL4. So I give a plug for AMSOIL to tell you that they're always trying to make sure they have the product that will suit your actual requirement, not sell you something that's close, but sell you something that is exactly what your manufacturer specified for that vehicle. And they'll put it in writing, and the specs are on the bottle, and you don't have to wonder what this stuff is because they'll clarify. And a guy like me, one of their dealers, will be willing to search it out for you and get the right stuff.
It's that easy, folks. All you have to do is give Dan a call or shoot him an email, and he will take very, very good care of you. Give out that telephone number one more time, Dan.
It's 800-370-2986, and that website, thelubepaid.com. Lots of info there.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.